You're listening to the Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive podcast from Newstalk ZB.
Controversy in Rotorua. The council has removed the bins around Blue Lake with no consultation. And of course, as you would expect, didn't take very long for someone to complain about it. One woman had to walk 5Ks with her dog's poo to the next bin. With us now is Cheryl Murray, the Blue Lake Top 10 holiday owner. Hi, Cheryl.
Hello, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. Why are you laughing?
Oh, because I just feel very nervous being here.
Oh, no, don't feel nervous at all.
So, what thank you.
Yeah, well, thank you for being with us. Cheryl, what do you make of this? Is it okay to take the bins away?
Of course it's not. Any recreation area in New Zealand has rubbish bins. We have one of the biggest event lakes in the Rotorua area.
Yeah.
And it's just full all the time. If the sun comes out, the locals come out, and they enjoy the lake.
Yeah, so they've done it for what? The wasps, have they?
Yes, apparently. Yes, they have.
There must be a different... I mean, surely there's another way of getting rid of the wasps other than just taking the bins away?
The wasps are in and around our Rotorua lakes and have been for years since we were kids. And we won't go to age, but since we were kids. And it's been an issue. When we were here in 2013, it was quite bad around the park. We have a trapping system, and it works. We've got 100-plus traps around the park with a wasp lure in them.
Yeah.
People can sit with their picnics out. The rubbish bins are okay, and our wasp traps are luring the...
Do they work?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
I mean, we can see them. We can see them. Don't we can see the wasps in the air.
Because, Cheryl, let's put this in context, right? The dog poo's not actually a problem because you just chuck that into the bush. That's going to biodegrade. The problem is when people come out with the nappies and all the other stuff and then they've got nowhere to put that. And nobody wants to walk around with a baby's nappy full of poo.
No. And they bring their drinks out and they bring their picnics out or the kids come over and get an ice cream. Now, we've got bins in front of the park.
Yeah.
But they're going to go down to the lake with their ice cream wrapper. What's going to happen to it? We can't chase after them and say, please put it in the bin or please take it home.
Yeah, all right.
There's just nowhere for it.
Yeah, no good, Cheryl. Hopefully they sort this out for you because this would be grinding my gears. Thank you for this. That's Cheryl Murray, Blue Lake Top 10 Holiday Park owner. Somebody says wrong. The bins have been taken away from all of the dog parks and walks. And John, you know, ever the practical man that he is because he's a Kiwi, has suggested they could just use bins with lids on them, and that would fix the problem. John, you need to run the country, mate.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.